Hundreds of people in Kalamazoo County do not have a home. Some are couch surfing, others are staying in shelters, and some have pitched tents by the river on the east side. Last winter, fearing the campers could be swept away by floods, a group of nonprofits tried something new, turning two hotels into temporary homes. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports in the first of a three-part series, the program has also helped some people move on to permanent housing.
For Angie McBride, it was a mental health crisis that led her family to lose their home. McBride, who's 46, was living in Battle Creek last year with her husband and two adult daughters. McBride has severe anxiety, and last year she went through a bad patch.
Basically, the people where we were staying at didn't want to deal with me, and we ended up moving out, coming here.
To Kalamazoo. McBride found a place for her daughters, but she and her husband ended up living in a tent at a camp on Mills Street. One day, a heater got knocked into McBride's bed and started a fire. She wasn't there, but her husband was.
He has PTSD from it now.
But then they got an offer to move into a hotel, reimagined as a temporary housing and resource center.
And we jumped on it because we wanted to be a family and together, you know, under the same roof.
The groups running the hotel asked us not to name it, but style-wise, it's a standard American chain hotel, the sort you'll find by any roadway. Roughly 150 people are living here right now. McBride's standing in the hallway on the ground floor as we talk, just around the corner from the bustling lobby. Residents are coming and going, including kids.
It's my birthday!
I know! Happy birthday, baby!
Food coordinator Tony Lett has been prepping meals out here. He serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and says if you're here, he will feed you.
I never tell anybody no. They're hungry, they're going out. If I got to go up in my room and slap together grilled cheese for them, I'll do that. But that's what we do here. Everybody here on the team is like that, too.
Angie McBride, who moved here from the tent city, says she feels safe at the hotel. She recently suffered a devastating loss when her oldest daughter died at 27.
One of the ladies got me some grief counseling, and I've been doing that, you know, since my daughter's passed away and stuff, so... We get fed three times a day. Just pretty much anything that we need, somebody will find a way to get what we need, you know.
If the program started as a stopgap, now it's become something more.
You know, we've been able to connect most of the residents here with some sort of voucher or, you know, housing, and even just mental health services, which has been nice.
Brandon Mione is with Integrated Services of Kalamazoo. He's in the lobby at the hotel program's other location. It's a former Knights Inn motel on Westnage Avenue. Now it's known as the Lodge. A voucher is a rental subsidy. It helps a person cover the rent on an affordable place. Those units are scarce, though, and Mione says once you found one, the hurdles keep coming.
There's application fees I got to pay for, non-refundable cleaning fees.
Still, Integrated Services says roughly two-thirds of the lodgers will leave with a voucher or a permanent home. 29-year-old Christina Rodriguez has been living with her fiancé and four kids in one room on the first floor. She stands outside the door while her kids play in the parking lot. Rodriguez says they became homeless after a car crash last Christmas.
We were driving back from Sturgis to Ben Harbor where we were staying. And in Battle Creek, we hit black ice and flipped our truck.
Rodriguez got a bad knee injury. She's still recovering, but she's hopeful she'll be able to return to work soon. And the family is set to move into a four-bedroom house.
I prayed on it because, you know, four kids, they need something stable. They need, you know, and after this is it. This is home.
Back at the other hotel, Angie McBride says she thinks she's also found a place for her family, an affordable home in Portage. She's eager to get settled.
Like, this is mine, this is only temporary. That is permanent. It's my forever, you know, that's where I'm gonna be. That's where I don't wanna go anywhere else.
But some guests at both hotels do not have a place to go. This is a problem because the lodge is about to close, and it's uncertain how long the other hotel will be able to stay open. We're going to report on what's next for those guests in our next story tomorrow. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.